Now, in this week's Woman's Day, which of course has Meghan and Markle on the front cover looking at wedding dresses, why wouldn't
just,
it?
Just for the moon, what date's on the front there?
Oh, you love this, don't you? December 11.
December 11? Mm. Look, we're looking into the future again, mate.
Oh, yeah.
What's happening in the future?
Okay, so there's apparently some really narky things going on behind the scenes at Studio 10.
Oh,
now,
no.
These guys were filming their annual Studio 10 Christmas special.
What's a Studio 10?
Oh, you know, on Channel 10, it's
but
got
for
Jessica
everyone driving
Rowe,
along going, I've never heard
Denise
of Studio
Drysdale,
10.
Denise Drysdale, Ida Butros. It's yep. Channel 10's equivalent
Sarah
of
Harris.
A morning, today, like a Today show.
Yeah, but if I'm driving to work now.
There's a panel of five. They discuss issues. They advertise things.
Yeah, like David and Sonia on Channel 9.
Okay. Anyway, they were filming a Christmas special, and apparently Denise Drysdale, who considers herself a lovable rogue, launched a Brussels sprout at Ida Butros.
Cooked or raw?
I don't know.
Well, was it in garlic butter?
I don't know. It's Hold not on. Saying that.
How far away? What Women's what? Day? There's... More details.
Okay, none of that is here. But what happened was the executive producer, Rob Knight, was called in to have a tense chat with Denise. Oh,
disciplinary over the
Brussels
sprout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so then apparently a number of the other, like Jess Rowe and those sort of people, went to the executives to say, hey, Denise and Jess approached network chiefs to complain.
This is hardly rugby league. Like, there's no cocaine problems or humping a dog.
Someone got sacked for having a Brussels sprout thrown at their head. I think this is actually up there at the moment.
Well, that Denise Drysdale, she used to be called...
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong.
Ding Dong. Wasn't she on Happy Day? On what's that Daryl Summers show?
Hey, Saturday.
Happy Days.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway, one person who does know a lot about Denise Drysdale is our very own Moon. So let's do this.
Getting to know Moon. Getting to know all about Moon.
You know Denise Drysdale?
Yes. In the report that I've read about that, she threw a bowl of Brussels sprouts over Ida Butros, which is a pretty bold move. When you think about Ida, one of the great icons of Australian TV, and a woman in her 70s. Cop that, Ida.
You need some more greens.
Now, the thing, yes, I have worked with Denise Drysdale. Let's go back to 1999 and 2000. I was the sidekick on the Denise show. It was another morning show.
Radio
so
or TV?
I was the second banana to Australia's leading second banana. She got her own show.
She was Aussie offsider to somebody, wasn't she?
Yeah, that's right. And so I was the, you know, I was meant to be the clown in the kitchen mucking around, and she was meant to do the, you know, the
wacky
hosting and the
stuff.
Anchoring. But she wanted to do the wacky zany stuff. So I was left in this position where it's like I had to play kind of straight guy to her. But Denise Drysdale is a lot of fun, but she's a lot of mischief too.
Okay. You said you were in a kitchen at one stage.
So there's a kitchen on the set.
Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
So, this is something that she decided. I was not to know what was going to go on here. So she'd set this up. We're going to roast the chicken today. So they had the chicken already in the oven. And she said, Lawrence, get the chicken out of the oven. This is one we prepared earlier, and I'm going over to the bench with it. It had an incendiary device in it, and she blew up the chicken. She had the detonator.
What?
And I nearly, seriously, I had chicken all over me. And
it's the oddest thing ever.
I know. It was like an explosion. And
exploding chicken.
I was so frightened. And then I turn around and she's laughing. And seriously, I could have attacked her. I could have attacked her with a baking tray.
So do you think, what do you think's happened here? Do you think that, that she's trying to be silly and Ida hasn't seen the joke?
Denise loves to get a rise. Someone, you know, it's for live television. She said, if you're going to play a trick on me, never tell me about it. So there was another one.
What did you do to her?
We were doing, she was always 10 steps ahead of me. We were doing this thing where it was, you know, shave your head for money. I don't know.
Shave for a cure, probably.
Shave for a cure, yeah. Shave your head for money. That's not a charity, Lawrence. That's a thing you do in your private life. Anyway. So she's talking to the person and I'm sitting on the couch and she just gets the clippers and just goes and just shaves a chunk of my hair.
Without telling me.
It's like, so I got a hole in my haircut and she's just laughing her head off. And seriously, I must have just looked like the biggest imbecile because she threw things at me. It was just an abusive workplace. And, you know, some days we would shoot three episodes in a day. and there'd been a lunch break, and Denise and I would share a bottle of champagne. And so sometimes
yeah, I love it.
The third episode wasn't completely lucid.